We're doing brachos. We're up to the flamed alfam. There's the two dads. Chana says to Eli the Kohen, Ani Aishani Tzevti Macha Bazeh. I'm the woman who was standing here with you back a year ago, 2-3 years ago when she was davening for the baby. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Mikan she'asur l'shev b'toch dal damot shel tefillah. From here we derive that you cannot sit within 4 footsteps of a person davening. Big machlokas here. The Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is what the Magen Avraham paskins, that 4 amos circumference around someone davening, you can't sit down. I can't even pass there, as we shall see. Okay, so that's a simple reading of the Gemara. The Yalkut Shimoni over here brings, why is there an extra hay? To tell you that you have to be 5 amos away when men and women have to be separate in davening, and this is a basis for a shita that Rav Moshe holds has no basis, that when lacking a mechitza, 5 amos is enough of a separation. So Rav Moshe says no such thing. You got to have a mechitza. But the Yalkut Shimoni here brings that kind of drasha, that if you have a large enough gap, so that's okay. And Anah Hazait Palalti. So she tells Eli, I daven for this child, for this lad. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas says, Shmuel Mora Halacha Lifnei Rabbo Haya. Shmuel Paskin, the Halacha in front of his Rebbe. Says, Tosfos, he didn't teach him a word yet. He was the Gadol Hador, and Shmuel was coming to learn before him. So in Shulchan Aruch, we Paskin the first half of that sentence. He was the Gadol Hador. We Paskin, Tosfos says 2 reasons why it was Mora Halacha Lifnei Rabbo. But we Paskin the first half of Tosfos, that any person that's the Gadol Hador has the din of your Rebbe, meaning there are a lot of dinim of Kavod Rabbo. One of them is Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbo. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that part of Tosfos, the first half of the sentence, that the Gadol Hador is considered your Rebbe. Really, Tosfos said 2 points. Okay.
But even if you're the Gadol Hador, wasn't there another example where there was somebody who was Gadol Hador in the Sanhedrin, but he was overruled because he wasn't the Rebbe?
Show me. Shenema v'ishchatu et apar v'yaviu et anar elili. Mishum de v'ishchatu et apar v'yaviu et anar elili. It says, they slaughtered the cow, and they brought the lad to Eli. What's the connection? You slaughter a cow, you bring him to Eli? Ela amar lahen Eli, kiru kohen leitiv l'ishchut. Eli said to them, call a kohen to do shchita. Chazan u'shmul d'avu madri bat kohen. Shmuel sees they're delaying, and they're looking for a kohen to shecht. Amar lu lama l'chul adui bat kohen l'mishchat. So Shmuel said, what are you guys so worried about getting a coin to do the shchita for? Shchita bezal ksherah. The shchita is kosher with anyone. Aitu lekamei deili. So they brought him in front of Eli. Amale menalacha. Eli says to Shmuel, where'd you get that from? Amale. So Shmuel explained him. Miktiv shechat hakohen, mikriv hakohanim ktiv. He said, it doesn't say the coin has to shecht the animal. It says the coin has to do the akrova. So we understand from that, mikavlam veilach mitzvat kuna. Only from the receipt that they had received the blood, only from that point onward do you need a kohen. You see, shchita's kosher by even someone who's a non-kohen. So he proves it then from the psukim. Eli tells him, you're saying good. You're just passing halacha before me. And more halacha b'fnei rabbo is chayev misa, so you're off to bed. Start, young man. So what's going on here? So what's he chayev? Misa b'dei shemayim. So what are they worried about? He's a little boy. But you see, he's a little boy who's very, very smart. So a little boy who's very, very smart is susceptible to misa b'dei shemayim. Misa b'dei odom, we have to work with criterium, so we work with bar mitzvah. Misa b'dei shemayim is only when a person's 20 years old. But it's not that he has to be 20, he has to have an intellect of 20. So this boy has an intellect of 20. So if he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim, l'chor it's not a personal thing. Yes, it is a personal thing, because a Rebbe could be mochel, and he could daven that he shouldn't die. It's all b'dei shemayim, right? So, what are they worried about? Who says Eli's psak is accepted in heaven? So the answer is they just saw it 2 years ago that his psak was accepted in heaven. Eli said, your tefillah should be accepted. Shmuel was born based on her tefillah. So now if he's going to say the guy should drop dead, they're in trouble.
That's Psak versus a bracha.
Okay. His bracha is accepted, then his psak should certainly be accepted.
Why?
Because a psak carries more weight than a bracha. Bracha is a tefillah. Psak is, that's it.
Who says that his bracha was accepted? I mean, he gave a bracha, but why have been accepted anyway?
Okay, maybe. Okay. At Yachanavi Katzav Hakamei. Shmuel, as smart as he is, he can't get himself out of this. His mother comes and davens for him, and sometimes that's what you need, someone else to save you. I'm the woman. Come on, this is your tefillah, this is your boy, this is your bracha. So so he says, what do you want from me? They'll punish him, and I'll daven. They'll give you a better kid than him. So she said to him, I daven for this boy. Don't let him go and give me someone who's bigger than him. I daven for him. Okay? So that's interesting. You see that Eli was pretty consistent, because when there was a gzeirah about his own children, we don't find that Eli started pleading on their behalf either. So that means a little bit of work. What's going on here? Rav Neventzel has a very nice pshat here. Why is it that suddenly they were looking for Kohanim? So Rav Neventzel says, you see from the whole parsha that what were Bnei Eli doing, as we'll see in a minute, Bnei Eli were focused on themselves more than Kavod Shamayim. So they were too busy eating steaks. So that's why when it came time for Shechita, ordinarily Kohanim's rizimim. The Kohanim are always quick to do everything right on time, but here they weren't right on time. We also see that it was only considered mora halacha b'fnei rabo because Eli had paskind. The Gemara made a point of saying Eli walked by and said, go fetch a kohen to do the shechita. Meaning, by Nodav and Avihu, we say, just paskining a shaila in front of the Gadol Hador is called mora halacha b'fnei rabo. They should have asked and they didn't ask. Here the Gemara doesn't say that. Here the Gemara makes a point of saying Eli said one way, and Shmuel came along and said the other way. Shmuel was right, but he shouldn't have paskened before his rebbe.
It was more of a practical command. I mean, usually the shechit is not my kohanim. So he said, go get some kohanim. You know, he's not going to say, well, go get a zar or something like that. And do the shechit. Why have a zar when you can have a kohanim? Now I realize the kohanim are tafua. Okay, so now
so I'll add my own chat. I think, let's ask ourselves, what's going on here? Shmuel walks up to the temple and he sees these kohanim are busy eating steaks. Their father said, get a kohen to do the shechita, and they're still having their steak. What does Shmuel say? Shecht. So what's going on here when Shmuel says shecht? Second later, they have to accept the first blood. They have to be there to accept. What's Shmuel saying? Shecht. And where are the Kohanim going to appear from out of thin air? Answer, it seems, they were right there. They could have come to Shecht. You see, their father said, get the Kohanim to Shecht. But they weren't too interested. They were busy having their steak. So let the people wait, which is what the Navi keeps saying. That was the big issue with Eli's children. Their attitude was, the people could wait in line. We're having our steak right now. So that was a huge chilul Hashem. So Shmuel said, shecht. Once he shecht, they'll be on their feet in the jiffy and they'll come and do Kabbalah. They could be here right now. They're not here because they prefer to eat steak. You do the shechita, they'll be here to do the Kabbalah. So you see, he was all fire, you know. Avodas Hashem, what's going on here? And the Navi sides with him in most of what went on. But here you see that Eli says, Avanar Nar.
Was he Chayav in the end?
That's a nice question. So that involves a big Chiddush, which I don't have time for now. If you want, we'll start with this next time.